dear internet. I'm Annie.
I'm Kit.
And I'm Mac.
And this is the Gem Jam, where we talk about whatever remains of Gem and the Holograms that we have not yet talked about. And right now, that is Gem Dimensions, issue 4 from IDW.
Which is the last one.
Yeah. So this might be the last of the Gem Jam you hear for some time until they start coming out with new gem content that's not, like, really nice-looking dolls, which none of us can afford to get into.
I don't have a large enough apartment. It's D&D minis or nothing.
I'm afraid of it awakening something in me.
I can't store anything without making it a mess, and especially with, like, fancy hair and clothes, you don't want to trust me with that.
Now, we talked a little bit about this last time, but we are going to remind you guys again, this is not going to be the last place you can hear us. While we do have our other shows, I Will Fight You, we're producing more content for that. We're hoping to get to an every 3 week schedule on I Will Fight You, but we are also going to have, coming out about every 2 weeks, we have our new show, which is Gem Jammer.
Which is, us playing D&D, and also my mom's there.
And here's the thing about this Dungeons & Dragons podcast. It's not Dungeons & Dragons, not really.
Well, it is. It is using the Dungeons & Dragons space fantasy setting, which is Spelljammer, for which there has been no new content in like 30 years, because I only fall in love with things that nobody else likes, apparently.
Like Star Trek 4.
Star Trek 4 is so great!
I have been so excited to do this campaign because for those of you that like Spelljammer, Kit loves Spelljammer.
For the 5 other people that like Spelljammer, this show is for you, but mostly for me.
When we started talking about doing this, at some point, she just started reading me excerpts from the source books that she was going through. And every new statement was wilder than the last one. And we started at, there are hippo people.
We love the hippo people.
Spelljammer's really good, you guys.
So definitely give this one a shot. Vicky, who is Kit's mom, is also an absolute delight to play with. She is shockingly bloodthirsty, which I was not expecting.
It's better that we know now.
It explains a lot, actually.
A lot of the question of why is Kit like this is answered when they talk to my mom.
But please give it a listen. You can find it just about everywhere on all of our main feeds. That is Gem Jammer. That's all one word. And I think you guys will like it if you try it out.
It's full of 80s nonsense and glitter.
Lots of glitter. Mackenzie's character alone accounts for about 60% of the glitter.
Cacophony just likes wearing glitter and having it in her hair, magically having it sparkle in her eyes.
Look, guys, what if Riot from Gem and the Holograms was like an elf cougar lady?
That's a question that gets answered in Gem Jammer.
An elf cougar lady with a lot of interest in dragon ladies.
Yeah. When we pitched this show to Mackenzie, her first and only question was, can I be a space lesbian? And really, I feel that set the tone for the rest of the show.
We're obviously excited about Gem Jammer. I think you will be too, but you can also check us out with I Will Fight You and Date Me Damn It, of course, our Otome game series, which is on YouTube. Please watch it. So how about we get into the swan song of Gem and the Holograms as a comic from IDW and talk about Gem Dimensions.
Our first story here is set before the events in Infinite, and it is called Tasty.
Which is definitely not a title that you would expect from what it is actually about.
The writer is Sina Grace, and the artist is Hannah Templer.
And then after that, we'll follow that up with Gemojis, which is set early in the Misfits arc.
Written by Kevin Panetta, artist is... shit.
Shoes on the other foot now!
Abby Boa, and our callers is Heather Danforth.
And I gotta tell you guys... these two, these are some classic Misfit shenanigans.
Also, like, the concept of Gemojis as like, a tech thing infuriates me, but we'll get to that. And we also have a final issue sort of note from the editor here, basically saying, if you want to see more Gem and the Holograms content from IDW, be sure to drop them a line by emailing them or bothering them on Twitter or physically mailing glossy high-res JPEGs of Mackenzie's face to the office with the words, "More Gem, please," written underneath.
We may not officially endorse that, but do it. Sarah Gatos, by the way, has been the editor for a pretty long time on the book, and I believe she actually got picked up to do...
she got picked up by Oni Press.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, Oni Press, for those who don't know, they're the company that put out, among other things, Scott Pilgrim.
By the way, I think it's still a little ways off, but if you guys really liked the team of Kelly Thompson and Jen St. Ange on the Misfits books and the Misfit Infinite books, guess what? They're teaming up again, and it's for a Nancy Drew comic.
Yeah.
I can get behind this.
I am so excited about this, you guys. All of that in, let's actually get into Tasty here, shall we?
Tasty.
And while we do start in with a pizzazz screech, which is great, I just want to point out that in this scene, the most important thing to me is the fact that Roxy is wearing a jersey-style shirt with the number 99, and instead of any kind of player last name, it says Problems.
Oh my god. Pizzazz is screaming, by the way, because Blaze decided to try out a new hair color, which she thought was yellow, but when it arrived from Amazon, it was green. And Pizzazz is like, you're biting my style!
And Pizzazz also announces that she has a new plan to basically get them some better press and make sure everything is going to be ready for when they do their new label announcement at the end of the Misfits book. And she says, starting with... Roxy. Roxy. Roxy, give me... Roxy.
Drum roll, please.
Roxy, meanwhile, is like, drum roll, meet eye roll.
But she does oblige. And then Pizzazz announces that she basically on Twitter or whatever social media platform she's using, she got an invitation to do a cover story for Tasty Trends magazine.
I miss Cool Trash. Why isn't this Cool Trash magazine?
I mean, they behave like Cool Trash magazine. And I also like Pizzazz's not directly referring to real people, but basically doing that by saying, like, this guy's photos pretty much made Gaga and Riri household names.
I really don't like when people call Rihanna Riri.
It's weird.
It's presuming familiarity. Also, I love the very subtle burn that is creating a fake app called Snackchat. Two things I love about Blaze in this following panel. One is that she's got a tank top on that just says bye. And the second is that she's hung her green wig on one of the microphones.
Although I do have an issue here, which is her neck has to be feeling really, really uncomfortable right now.
It's a grand gem in the holograms tradition, okay?
Of not drawing or animating a guitar strap, like, actually around someone's shoulder.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. So we cut to Here and Now Studios.
And Pizzazz is getting done up, and she's like, hey, so where's the rest of my band? And like, shut up. We're giving you extensions for days.
When's the rest of the band's call time? And the guy's like, I don't know. I just got to worry about you, man.
And then he offers her caviar, and Pizzazz, I think she's supposed to be excited about caviar, but that's a look of disgust on her face.
Yeah, I think it might just be disgust.
Is caviar kosher?
I don't know.
And then the sketchiest man on earth appears on panel.
His name is Norwood Cunningham.
He looks like a Norwood.
I gotta say though, guys, this Pizzazz outfit.
Oh yeah, it's good.
The volume of that hair.
God, he greets her with finger guns. He's the worst person imaginable.
He leans in and manages to grab the first picture between the two of them, which is a couple's shot, basically.
And does it while calling her babe, too.
Ugh, I hate this man. The photos are great, though.
Ugh, but he's, like, sneering the whole time.
And then we cut to later that day, because the Misfits are all yelling at each other. Because guess who didn't get invited to the photo shoot?
Everybody but Pizzazz. And Pizzazz is like, I had no clue, guys. I'm honestly sorry. I thought they were doing solo shoots of me first.
And, like, I really like how angry she is at, like, you don't understand. They kept me distracted with clothes, glamour, glitz, food. It went so fast. And, like, that sounds so crappy.
Yeah, it does sound really crappy. And it's also kind of, like, a sense of dramatic irony because we know that Pizzazz kept asking about her band the whole time.
Eric pops in to point out that there's no such thing as bad press, and Pizzazz is like, I don't want people to think that I'm going solo.
I really love that this is really bringing forward that Pizzazz that especially shines in the Misfits, which is, it's not Pizzazz and the Misfits, we are all the Misfits, this is my family and I fight for them. And meanwhile, she has a shoulder devil and a shoulder angel, which is great.
Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. It is canonically established that Pizzazz doesn't have a conscience. This is directly contradictory to Gem lore. Pizzazz doesn't have a conscience.
Excuse me, IDW. This is why your issue tanked.
Anyway, Pizzazz argues with her shoulder angel and shoulder devil for a bit, both of whom are in basically the same outfit, which is even better. And then her phone goes off and oh no. Oh no, the cover for Tasty Trends just came in.
Yeah.
Basically, they've made it look like Pizzazz and the sketchiest man on earth are now dating and the Misfits are broken up, basically.
And we have this really nice scene where Stormer and Pizzazz, like these two best friends, talk this out. And it's really, really nice.
Yeah, because it's looking like, oh, looks like the sketchiest man on Earth who I keep forgetting his name. And honestly, I don't care.
That's fine.
His photography work is drying up. So he's emphasizing his DJ work, which means attaching himself to Pizzazz to boost his career.
Pizzazz is really beating herself up, too, because he's like, my head wasn't in the game. I didn't even get a contract in place for photo approval.
Which Pizzazz never forgets the paperwork. She has a great deal of control over her image.
And I really like this scene here where Stormer is maybe the one person to sort of gently be like, are you sure this was something that all happened accidentally? Did the razzle dazzle really keep you from operating on 100% Pizzazz power? And when Pizzazz says yes, she believes her. And I like that.
And then Pizzazz spills the tea, and then she decides to spill the tea.
Oh, because he just texted her for a date.
Ew.
Ugh. Oh, what a slime ball.
So we cut back to the studio where everyone's arguing. In fact, it's the same argument again.
Which is suspicious. And everybody else is also done up in very nice clothes. And that's interesting. They have actually positioned themselves so that they're all in really nice shots on the camera.
And oh, look, is that Jetta off to the side with her phone held up? So they rehash the argument and make an effort to, like, emphasize how much Pizzazz hates this dumb Norwood guy.
This kumquat Norwood Cunningham. And then turns to Jetta, who's still on her phone, is like, excuse me, Jetta, are you getting bored by me being glitz and glammed into a shoot that promotes a lame photographer moonlighting as a lamer DJ?
Which is a bit of a... It's
gilding the lily a little.
Jetta immediately goes and uploads that to Instagram or whatever.
Snack chat,
yeah. And then the next page is just an entire page spread of the entirety of the internet basically saying, hey, this Norwood guy sucks. Tasty Trends also kind of sucks. One even calls it Tasty Trendsgate, which, complicated emotions there.
Truth Bob-omb is on here. I missed you, Truth Bob-omb.
And then we cut to Eric being very mad at Pizzazz, and Pizzazz being like, yeah, whatevs. I'm better at your job than you are.
Ding dong, opportunity calling. She also says, wicked jealous. Pizzazz, where are you from?
And then we cut to another photo shoot where Pizzazz is equally as glammed up and also covered in spikes, and I love it.
The important thing is, so is everybody else. And we also introduce this really cool photographer who is this Lindsay?
I don't think this is Lindsay Pierce, because Lindsay Pierce was already established to be doing, like, a pop culture show. I don't think this is Lindsay Pierce. This is just a different Lindsay.
First off, we are seeing that there are all women on set here, including makeup and photography. She is a photographer that collaborates with the bands that she shoots. So they have all had an extensive conversation about how they want to be framed and what they're going to be doing. And they are also doing charity prints for this. Compared to, like, that sleazy dude, this is, like, the coolest way to reshoot these things. And I like that they're even playing into this idea of, like, Pizzazz versus the rest of the band by having them all, like, do a tug-of-war over a gigantic guitar. And then that's not the only photo we even get to see, because a few weeks later we see the new cover for Tasty Trends, which is from this photo shoot, and oh my god, you guys! I would get a print of this.
That is good. That is a good cover.
All of them in, like, this, like, fancy British-esque tea house, except they are all standing on the tables, throwing tea. Roxy is just kicking a teacup.
Oh, God. And they're all in these really, really good, like, Victorian gothy outfits. It's so good. And then, of course, Eric's first words upon seeing the cover are, this is going to make a huge impact on social, because only dickbags like Eric say things like, this is going to make a huge impact on social.
Meanwhile, Pizzazz is still upset because she's like, she chose that pic? I look like a confused ox. You guys, I really like this one.
I really like this one too.
This is really cute. And I really liked the art and how colorful it was. It was all very good.
And while that was definitely more in line with the Misfits as sort of their own solo series and really tied into a lot of the themes on there in a really satisfying way. Meanwhile, we get a cartoon style Misfits scheme.
Shenanigans.
Gemojis. Which hurts my mouth to say.
So the Misfits are working on a new song. And we get like an entire 2 pages of them like playing it. And they finally made it work. The most relatable creative thing in this comic was, I was starting to hate it, but now I hate it less. No idea if it's good. You've been looking at it too long, but you don't hate it as much as you used to.
P.S. Mad Mardigan watch.
Heyo, Mad Mardigan.
Skinny Mad Mardigan. I've never seen a cat's weight fluctuate as much as Mad Mardigan's.
Oh no, I just realized this whole time. I've been catching up on My Favorite Murder. I was recently introduced to it. Now I realize that this whole time I could have been asking if Mad Mardigan wanted a cookie.
Anyway, Pizzazz saves the song on her phone so that they know how to, like, play it properly later.
And she says, this is what will finally give us the advantage over the holograms. This is very cartoon.
Nothing could ruin my good mood. And immediately,
bam! In comes Clash with, I have terrible news!
Who decides to just burst into a recording studio screaming, I have terrible news, Clash?
Really, if you're looking at something that you've just read online, saying I have terrible news is kind of it's kind of understood at this point that you saw something terrible online.
But I love Pizzazz in the foreground here, just be like, oh.
And then, of course, they all crowd around her laptop.
Introducing the hottest new addition to social media, Jimmojis. Inspired by music superstars Jim and the Holograms, the Jimmoji app's a fun new way to communicate with your friends.
And oh boy, Pizzazz is not happy.
She presses her face up against the monitor, jabs a finger into the screen so hard that you're worried that she's going to scratch it, and asks, what is this?
I'll be honest, because Pizzazz is wearing something that vaguely looks like a Jack Skellington earring, I can only hear the music.
We cannot get into that. Here's what infuriates me about Jimmojis, okay? Is that unless they have gotten in touch with the Unicode people and put in, like, support for custom Jimmojis, then this is just an app where you can send these things to other people that have the Jimmoji app on their phone, which means if you send it to somebody who doesn't have the app on their phone, all they're gonna get is like a question mark.
I mean, you say that, but didn't Justin Bieber have emojis for a long time?
It could only really communicate with other people who had it on their phone.
If it's anything like most apps, you would get a question mark, but you'd also get a prompt that's, do you want to see this? Download the Jimmojis app now!
If a friend of mine sent me that, I would punch them in the face.
I don't understand celebrity emojis, but I do understand that Pizzazz is upset, which means that shenanigans are about to happen. Apparently, the holograms are doing a launch event for the Jimmojis. And Pizzazz says that this is not acceptable and demands that someone call up our son Tech Rat.
And then we smash cut to the Jimmojo concert with the caption bubble, we've got a concert to ruin, which is the most OG gem thing I've ever seen in this comic. Anyway, one of the Jimmojos is a unicorn.
You know it doesn't end in O, right?
I don't care.
All right, just wanted to make sure. Look, the important thing is everyone looks super cute in subterfuge outfits, including our son Tech Rat. And Tech Rat, who is a programmer and an inventor, but not a marketer, has decided that the Misfits version is called Misfitojis.
Which is terrible.
Tech Rat, you beautiful boy. Misfitojis?
He's doing his best.
He is, and I love him very much. Also, Roxy downloaded Jimmojis.
For research.
Meanwhile, Clash is also in a subterfuge outfit as well. And she is at the Switch.
The Switch, which lowers the Misfits onto the gem stage. This is some give me a gimmick stuff right here.
It really is.
We know nobody likes stupid Jimmojis, so we've hacked into your phones and replaced them with the next evolution app-based messaging emoticons. Misfitojis.
And then they started on one of their songs. And they're like, boo, get off the stage. You want the holograms. Misfitojis is a bad name.
And then Pizzazz proceeds to lunge into the audience and grab some guy.
You think you want Jim? You don't know what you want.
They decide to pull the trigger on the new song, except, oh no, the Misfitoji bug, which is terrible, has deleted all of Pizzazz's phone data, including the new song.
This is why you have cloud backups, Pizzazz.
Then the stage manager is kind of like, how do we bring back out the holograms? What do you guys think?
As they're basically using the shepherd's crook to drag Pizzazz off stage.
Because she is tearing apart their Misfitoji signs with her bare hands while screaming.
So then Stormer tries to talk to Pizzazz. Pizzazz storms off. And Pizzazz gets a couple texts from Roxy. Don't worry about it, Piz. We'll get him next time.
And then sends Jimmojo.
Raptor screech. As Pizzazz screams into the night, we close the curtain on Jim and the Holograms.
Which I think is the best way to end Jim and the Holograms.
We end as we began.
With a raptor shriek.
And also a digital ash can of Infinite Part 1. Shh. That's it. That's the comic.
That's all we got.
That, as far as we know it at this point, that is Gem and the Holograms, the IDW comic. And as we've already finished the cartoon, that's kind of it from us.
At least until, like, some new Gem thing comes out, whether that's, like, an IDW comic or they try to make another Gem and the Holograms movie after the first one was in theaters for 2 weeks, or they reboot the animated series or what.
Yeah, whenever there's new Gem stuff to talk about, we'll be there. I don't want to say that we are ending the podcast, but we're putting it into mothballs.
It's going in the freezer.
So we'll be back with Gem Jam next time there is something Gem related to talk about, which is kind of a weird thing to say, but bear with us. So you can find the podcast wherever you just found the podcast.
If this is your first episode at the Gem Jam, we're sorry.
Good news, there's like 100 other episodes for you to listen to.
We're very sorry about the audio quality at the start.
So in the meantime, if you still want to hear us talk at you and scream about things in your ears, which, you know, I can't understand it, but I'm not going to say no. You can hear us at I Will Fight You, which is coming out about every 3 weeks. That is our pop culture, feminist culture in general podcast. You know, I've been struggling to find a short way to describe I Will Fight You.
We pick a pop culture topic and then we fight you over it, and sometimes each other over it, as someday we intend to do a Andrew Lloyd Webber episode.
But we also have episodes about, we're going to do an El Enchanted one eventually. We have Jupiter Ascending. We talk about Pern. We really enjoy the things we talk about. Out, honestly. But anyway, you can also find us on something slightly more accessible and slightly less obtuse in Date Me Damn It, where we play Otome games. We are currently playing Seduce Me the Otome, but we have other stuff on deck, both Otome game and just general video game romance stuff related.
We want to take a crack at Dragon Age at some point,
but who will we kiss? If our Seduce Me the Otome track record is any judge, we're probably going to try to kiss Wynn somehow.
Yeah, and then we'll screw it up so badly that we don't get to kiss anyone. Like, oh no, we didn't give Zevran enough shiny things. Now he's going to try and kill us. He was our main love interest. Oh no, we locked in Zevran and we alienated all the other love interests. We don't get to date anyone this game. Okay. And then, as mentioned, our third show is Gem Jammer, our D&D Spelljammer podcast, where we fly around in space in nonsense 80s outfits.
I will always spend 5 minutes describing my character's outfit.
I base my character off of Walt Simonson's Thor.
Cacophony is based on a mix of Riot, Hal from Howl's Moving Castle, and me just wanting to play a space lesbian.
Kit's our DM, but we also play with Kit's mom, who is constantly bewildered by us.
Which is good, because that's also her character.
Kit's mom is great. She's an old school nerd.
She's the one who got me into, like, Star Trek and Dragon Riders of Pern and stuff.
Anyway, those are all the places where you can find us. You can also find us at crookedrussiancam.tumblr.com is going to be our main one from here on out. The gemjam.tumblr.com is also where all of our gem-related stuff is.
Yeah, the gemjam.tumblr.com is still active, and we will still be reblogging gem-related stuff onto it as it comes across our dashes.
Because once you're a gem girl, you're never the same.
I think we gotta end there.
Also go to our Patreon.
Patreon.com/thegemjam. We mostly use Patreon money to, like, pay for web hosting, pay for equipment, and pay the people we've hired to work on our shows. For example, we've hired an editor, Jake Mason, to work on Gem Jammer.
Honestly, very little of this has gone directly into our pockets. It's mostly helped to pay for stuff to make the show better. So please help us pay people what they are worth as independent contractors.
Make art, make rent, help others do the same.
Join us over on I Will Fight You, Date Me Damn It, or Gem Jammer, or all three if you're feeling feisty. We won't complain. Like, rate, review, subscribe, all of our stuff wherever you find it. It really helps our metrics, and especially with new stuff like Gem Jammer, we really love getting feedback from you for what's working for you and what you're enjoying so far. It's kind of a new thing for us, so we really like hearing your feedback on that. Even if it is just something as simple as I Will Die for Cacophony.
Also, I want you to know that I have a sad backstory that I'm planning on revealing at some point in this game.
Everybody has a sad backstory they're planning on revealing at some point in the game. It's D&D. D&D hard mode is playing a character with two living parents.
Anyway, we love you. Remember to call us. Have fun at college.
We love you, and we're taking you out to ice cream later. Don't hold us to that.
If you're on a date you don't like, just send us a text. We will call you, and then we will claim that there's an emergency that you need to come take care of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Always tell somebody if you want to get out. You can always say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't. My podcast host won't let me.
And this is legit, people. If you DM me on Twitter, I will call you and pretend you have a major emergency and need to leave at once.
Yeah, Mackenzie is your emergency friend. believe in yourself. You're the only one of you there are, and we value that. We would miss you if you were gone.
And failure isn't that bad. Failure's okay. You can get up from failure and keep going.
We fail a little bit every episode, frankly.
Including at this moment right now.
Yeah.
We have been trying to sign off for 5 minutes now. We're still here.
We're that last guest at the party who just won't leave.
We don't have to go home, but we can't stay here.
We're basically your mom whenever she's trying to leave a party, and then she stops and talks to your aunt for the next 2 hours.
Yep.
We timed it. The shortest amount of time it's taken for a woman in my family to, like, say goodbye to the whole family and then leave is 27 minutes.
Until whenever we see you next and wherever we see you next, I'm Annie.
I'm Kit.
And I'm Mac.
Stay outrageous, Internet.